Welcome to the Rise and Walk podcast, where we dive into daily Bible devotions to inspire and guide you on your spiritual journey. In today's episode, we'll cover the importance of being a peacemaker, which involves embracing everyone, sowing love, offering forgiveness, fostering harmony, and seeking reconciliation. Today's Bible verse is from Matthew chapter 5, verse 9. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they will be called children of God. That's Matthew chapter 5, verse 9.
You know, there's something truly special about those individuals who have the incredible ability to foster peace and friendship in society. It's not an easy task, but it's definitely a worthwhile one. Being a peacemaker means not excluding anyone and embracing everyone, even those who may appear strange, troublesome, or difficult. It means being there for those who are demanding, different, beaten down by life, or simply uninterested. It's about reaching out to them and showing them love, understanding, and compassion. Jesus says, "Blessed are the peacemakers, for they will be called children of God." It's a beautiful sentiment that emphasizes the significance of being a peacemaker. When we actively strive to make peace, we embody the qualities of a true child of God. Imagine a world where every single person embraced the role of a peacemaker, a world where love was sown instead of hatred, a world where forgiveness and pardon were extended instead of holding grudges, a world where harmony prevailed instead of discord. We have the power to choose to be instruments of peace, just like the prayer says, "Lord, make me an instrument of your peace." This prayer reminds us that no matter how small, we have the ability to make a difference. When faced with hate, we can choose to sow love. It's not always easy, but love has an incredible way of breaking down barriers and healing wounds. By choosing love, we can transform relationships and create a sense of unity. In a world filled with pain and hurt, we can be the ones to offer forgiveness. Forgiveness is a powerful tool that can bring about healing and reconciliation. It's not about letting others off the hook, but rather freeing ourselves from the burden of anger and resentment. Discord is something that often plagues our relationships, whether they be with friends, family, or co-workers. But as peacemakers, we can actively work towards harmony. It requires open communication, truly listening to others, and finding common ground. Through these efforts, we can foster understanding and unity. Being a peacemaker is not about being passive or avoiding conflicts. It's about courageously facing conflicts head-on and actively seeking peaceful resolutions. It's about being willing to have difficult conversations and pursuing reconciliation. It's about taking proactive steps to create an environment where peace can flourish. So let's strive to be peacemakers in our own lives. Let's be the ones who sow love, offer forgiveness, and foster harmony. It may not always be easy, but the impact we can have on our relationships and communities is immeasurable. Together, we can create a world where peace reigns, where love prevails, and where harmony is the guiding force.
Let's pray. Lord, make me an instrument of your peace. Where there is hated, let me sow love. Where there is injury, pardon. Where there is discord, harmony. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. In closing, my friends, let us remember the profound wisdom in being peacemakers. As we sow love, offer pardon, and foster harmony in our lives, we embrace the role of true children of God. Imagine the positive ripple effect we can create in our world if each one of us takes on the mantle of a peacemaker. It begins with simple acts of kindness, understanding, and compassion, and it has the power to transform lives and communities. So let us strive to be instruments of peace, making a difference one loving and peaceful gesture at a time. Thank you for joining us today. May you find inspiration in our words and carry the spirit of love and peace with you. Please feel free to share our message with others. Goodbye, and may blessings abound in your life.